Whence comes a voice that makes this lamentation? Is it not from my kind lover? Said she. I'll never cross him in his expectation. There is no monarch more welcome to me. Here in my arms I will freely receive him. There he shall taste of all pleasant delight. Fairest Aurelia, she never will grieve him, since he admires her beauty so bright. Like a kind lady I here do invite thee, knowing thou ever wast loyal and true. In the sweet raptures of love I'll delight thee, and with each morning your pleasures renew. Therefore this minute lay hold on the blessing. I'll make thee lord of whatever is mine. Both hand and heart thou shalt still be possessing. To none but thee I the pleasure resign. We like to tender doves will be improving every moment that joy may abound. Never was any more constant and loving. Therefore with pleasure my dear shall be crowned. In thy fair bower I'll freely lie by thee, where all the pleasures of love I'll make known. For there is nothing I can deny thee. Fairest Aurelia is ever thy own. Then bid adieu to thy fearful suspicion, that I would ever destroy thee with grief. Since I have readily signed thy petition, for to afford my kind lover relief, with me thou now shalt be happy forever, and all the freedom of pleasure enjoy. Still to delight thee I'll use my endeavor. Fairest Aurelia no longer is coy. Ladies, I own, are created for pleasure, and in their blossom most pleasant and sweet. Happy is he that enjoys such a treasure. In this alone I thy joys will complete. By night our joys we may freely discover, from whence the raptures of love will appear. While little Cupids all round us shall hover, they will not envy thy pleasure, my dear. Farewell, all frowns, they shall never offend thee, but the sweet joys of the world thou shalt reap. Both state and glory shall ever attend thee, and the soft music shall lull thee to sleep. Therefore thrice welcome, my amorous jewel. Here I thy sorrows and grief will expel. She that is loving can never be cruel. This virtue does many others excel. Then with soft kisses and tender embraces, like the kind ivy together they twine, her cheeks adorned with sweet amorous graces, did show her beauty to be all divine. thy charms, said he, doth inflame my desire. Still will I love thee and never give o'er. Fairest Aurelia, I needs must admire. 'Tis she alone doth my blessings restore.